coercion and prostitution are still commonplace. Human trafficking remains in warring reality in the several of the country's provinces, Kasai region and the east, where it exacted the persistence of conflict, where we have the increasing development of the, such kind of trafficking cases. And I'm going to the questions especially. How does the state party ensure that the potential cases of trafficking, including complaints brought by migrants and other vulnerable population, are proactively screened for trafficking indicators, and that potential trafficking victims are not themselves penalized for unlawful acts committed as a direct result of the being trafficked? The second question, how does the state party prevent or plan to prevent trafficking cases in the conflict-affected mining areas, human trafficking and sexual slavery by the armed groups? What about the penalization of the potential trafficking victims? How is the process going in your country? Does it still continue? The problem of the statistic information, especially on human trafficking and legal expertising especially. Does the state party have any future plans to increase the number of shelters for victims of human trafficking, especially support creation of NGO shelters? I will go to the last question, where I want to invite the government for the ratification of Convention on Protection of the Children and Cooperation in Respect of Inter-Country Adoption, which is mainly the main problems at this moment in this country as the kidnapping, including especially for the trafficking. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.